Somebody who decides to drink the spring water that is to be used for the chatas, for the para aduma. He didn't yet drink it, but he had made the decision to drink it. And the Tosafot Yom Tov speaks out that he spoke out that he wants to drink it. He said, I am going to drink this water. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer puzzled. Rabbi Eliezer said, as soon as he decided, or as soon as he said that he was going to drink the water is immediately puzzled, even though at the end, he did not drink it. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Kishiyata. Rabbi Yeshua says, only when he tilts the cup to start drinking it does it become puzzled. As soon as he tilts the cup to start drinking it, even though he decided afterwards he wasn't going to drink it, the water would be puzzled. As according to Rabbi Eliezer, Machshava alone, or Amira alone, does not puzzle the water. You have to do a mitzvah, you have to do some sort of action to puzzle the water. And when you tilt the cup to start drinking it, that's an action, and the water is immediately puzzled. Amar Rabbi Yosi, B'medvar Mamurim, B'mayim She'ena Mikudash. Rabbi Yosi said, that which the Machoker Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, as to whether the water is puzzled with Machshava alone, or with Amira alone, that only if the water was not yet Mekudesh, meaning the spring water was drawn in order that it would be mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, but they did not yet put the ashes into the water. In such a case, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Machshava alone would puzzle, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that you need to do a Maisa, and as soon as you tilt the water, it would become puzzle. Abu B'mayim HaMekudesh. But if the water was already Mekudesh, the ashes were already put into the water, in such a case, it's much more difficult to puzzle the water. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Akishayata. Rabbi Eliezer said, only when you tilt the cup in order to start drinking it would it become possible. As in this case, since the ashes were already put into the water, a machshava alone would not possible the water. Just by deciding you want to drink it doesn't possible the water. And since the ashes were already put into the water, even though you decided to drink it, there's a very good chance you'll change your mind. So therefore, that machshava does not possible the water. Only when you do a maisa, when you start tilting the cup to start drinking it, that maisa would possible the water, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if at the end you do not drink it. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Kishe Yishta. Rabbi Yeshua holds in such a case that the ashes were already put into the water, it only becomes puzzle when you drink it. Only actually drinking the water would puzzle the water, as when you drink some of the water, some of the saliva from your mouth will get mixed into the remaining water, and that saliva will puzzle the water. The imger ger kasher. But if you gulp down the water, the remaining water is kasher. Meaning to say that you did not drink the water in the normal way, by putting the kli to your mouth. Instead, you poured it down your throat. In such a case, the remaining water is kosher. Since you poured it down your throat, none of the saliva in your mouth got mixed in with the remaining water. So therefore, in such a case, the remaining water would be kosher, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Second part by test, Mishnah, hey, mechatos, shenipsalu. Mechatos that had become possible. If you had spring water mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, and it had become possible. It's no longer fit to sprinkle. Ad tmei mason. Lo yigbalein betez. Even though it has become puzzle, you shouldn't mix it up with mud, in order that it should not be a takala, stumbling block to other people who will not know that that mud was mixed with mechata. And the dinit that mechata, even after it becomes puzzle, if somebody comes into contact with it, he would become tame as far as truma is concerned. And if there's a coin, he goes ahead and eats truma after he touches the mechata, which were puzzle, he would be metame the truma. So therefore, you shouldn't mix it with mud, so no coin would inadvertently touch it. Instead, you should spill it in such a place that nobody will come into contact with it. Rabbi Huda Oimer Batlu. Rabbi Huda says it's okay to mix the mechatas which had become puzzle with mud, because it becomes a bustle. After it's mixed with mud, it's no longer considered mechatas and would no longer be matame anybody who touched it. Parashashasas mechatas besaratame meflase. A cow that drank the mechatas, the water mixed with the ashes, or the paraduma, its flesh would be tame within 24 hours. Meaning that if the parah was shachted within 24 hours from the time it drank the mechatos, the mechatos would be metame the butter after it shachted. The cow cannot become tame before it shachted, as an animal is not mekabel tuma until it's dead. But once it shachted, the butter would become tame from the mechatos that it drank. But if you wait 24 hours before you shachted, the mechatos is already digested, and by the time it shachted, the mechatos is no longer extant and would not be metame the buzzer. But within 24 hours, the mechatas has not yet been completely digested, and once you shecht it, the mechatas will be metame the buzzer of the part. Rabbi Huda Oimer Batlu Bimei Eha. Rabbi Huda says that even if you shecht the part within 24 hours from the time it drank the mechatas will not be metame the buzzer, as the mechatas, as soon as it's drank, is considered buzzer in its stomach. It no longer has a din of a mechatas once it enters the cow's stomach, And even if the parah shechted immediately, the main chatzis would not be metami, the butzer of the parah.